God bless you, Sister Bradley. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, He places the hedge of protection around you and the family. Father God says, move in faith and not fear in this season. For Father God says, you are coming into the new season of respect. Father God says, you're getting your memory back, woman of God. Father God says, it's as if you've been in a sleep, but Father God says, He awakes you quickly. New mind, new emotions, new intentions. And woman of God, I hear Father God saying, pack the boxes for the new environment. For Father God says, as better is available, you're not going to settle for less. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, my sister. I just hear God saying, this is the time and a season that He's taking you into the new place. I see a new home. I see a new residence or a new address for you. I see God changing the zip code from where you are living right now into another place. God said this is a time of elevation. I don't know where I see a newborn around you, but I see something to do with an infant or a baby. God is going to begin to touch some family members. He's going to begin to touch and bring forth healing. I see restoration, clarity. And I do see I see something with relationship as far as marriage. God is going to begin to touch and bless you in that area as well. And I see a lot of books around you. And I see the elevation. God said this is the time that you are going to prepare yourself for the new things that are coming, the newness that is all around you. And yet I see the nonprofit organization that you're going to begin to start, and that partnership is going to be favorable for you as well. That's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Bradley. Sister Bradley, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's something that's going to be awakened. Because I'm hearing God say that there's going to be like revelations that's going to come forth. And God says He's working something out in the family, and I'm hearing God speak on restoration and deliverance, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Bradley. I so concur with Elder Irma. I just hear God saying that this is a time that you're going to begin to see the rejoicing and the joy of the Lord that's coming upon you. I see favor in the matter of legal situations and justice for you. Justice, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Bradley. I concur with the prophet. I see justice for you. I also see that God's going to show you how to start getting your finances in order, because first you're getting a hold of your mind. When you get to a hold of your mind, He's going to change the past, and you're going to start going forward to a new future. But God's also saying, Sister Bradley, it's time for you to stop letting fear be the thing that's keeping you from going forward. If God be against you, God before you, who can be against you? Sister Bradley, God says, we're moving the spirit of fear out of your life, moving the spirit of rejection out of your life. But God brings you a new season of protection, a new season of clarity, and a new season of wisdom, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Bradley. I just hear the word of the Lord for you, saying for you to fast and pray. God said, during this time that you're fasting and praying, He's going to be breaking a few things away from you. God says, do not be alarmed, because He is the one that's orchestrating this situation. God says for you to watch your surroundings as you travel through the day. But God says also that He shall protect you in all absence of the words. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Bradley. I hear the word of the Lord saying to you tonight, Prophetess Bradley. For I hear Father God saying, this is your season to study to show yourself approved. For Father God says, there is a position coming forward for you, woman of God. I just hear Father God saying peace concerning some things, even concerning family matters. Because I hear Father God saying there's healing in your mind, healing in your body, healing in your soul in this season, and there's forgiveness. There's forgiveness. So Father God is dealing with some things. I'm hearing Father God saying the ages of 10 to 12 to 14. Father God says forgive and forget. For Father God says this is the season of the release. This is the season where I see you coming face to face with your fears. And I just hear Father God saying there's emotional healing in this season. And I hear Father God saying you're putting the past behind. Even this this Day of Atonement from last night to tonight, there's been a lot of revisiting. And Father God says you've been releasing a lot. And Father God says you're going to continue to do that because there's a powerful woman of God in you to come forth. I hear Father God saying you are my evangelist. You are my teacher. And Father God says you're going to teach many and reach many because Father God says you have the heart to reach out. And I hear Father God saying your voice is going to be heard in many arenas. Because I hear you speaking to women, I hear you speaking to children, and I hear Father God saying, peace be still concerning the past. I hear Father God saying, peace be still concerning the past. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you, woman of God.
The word of the Lord further comes unto me saying that this is an hour and this is a season of a fresh start. It's an hour and a season of new opportunities. It's an hour in a season where Father is touching different aspects of your life, and you're just going to begin to see God moving and doing some unusual things for you. The Lord says, trust me, and I will show you what I would do for thee. Trust me, for the Lord says, prepare, because this is a season where the Lord says you're coming out. You're coming out of the shell, and you're going to begin to find that you're going to be able to express your independent streak with no apologies, and you're going to move forward and do all that God has called you to do. And no one shall disturb thee, no one shall break your focus. For the Lord says, I have equipped thee, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You're going to begin to find that the Lord will also say unto thee that even around the 23rd of this month through the end of this month, God says that you're going to be moving forward, and others will look to you for leadership or even guidance, maybe surrounding home or work or all the different things that you may be doing. But you're going to see the favor of the Lord. As I go deeper into the Spirit, I hear the Spirit of the Lord further saying unto me that this is a season where the Lord says, I'm going to touch business associations. And the Lord says, if friends or business associations want too much from you or try to drain you, the Lord says, begin to set some boundaries to begin to protect yourself. Now, it seems as if that you might be feeling a little bit emotional about a family member or a domestic situation. Know that you're going to be able to achieve some great things during the next 12 months, and that too shall begin to turn around. You're going to find that even in this month and even for the next 3 weeks, that the Spirit is going to bring some new friendships or the ability to meet some real people that is going to be a blessing in your life. For the Lord says, be open to making changes as you're going through a time of transformation. For the Lord says, you're going to be able to refine yourself. You're going to refine your point of view. You're going to be able to refine even your leadership ability. For this is the hour and the season of the moving of the Spirit, where I shall bless the works of your hands. Oh, get ready, because people will know thy name, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And you're going to find that even between now and next year this time, that the Lord says that he's going to increase you. And also someone close to you is going to be coming to a time of great increase and breakthroughs. Someone may close to you that you love dearly may be blessed in the area of taxes or insurances or mortgage or even loans or even an inheritance, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says extra income is going to be coming into your hands as well, because I see new sources of money coming into your hands. For the Lord also says unto thee, keep track of your finances. You're going to begin to find also increase and benefits are coming your way. For the Lord says, I favor thee, and I'm going to bless the works of your hands. Can I tell you that between now and the end of this month, it seems like friendships may be impacted by misunderstandings, but don't let that break your focus. That's only a distraction. That's only a distraction. And yet in this season, you should hear more and speak less. Hear more and speak less. Can I tell you that around now and up until around about the 22nd, you could be dealing with some sudden or unexpected emotional issues related to your home and your domestic environment again. And just begin to sit down and compromise and begin to work some things out prophetically, but also using the wisdom of the Lord. Around the 23rd, the Lord says new opportunities are going to surface with possible friends as well as your wishes and your dreams. Know that the month of November shall be a time of healing. I see healing in the month of November. I can tell you that from around about the middle of November to around about the middle of December, your dreams are going to hold a lot of information. And as you tap into your dreams and write them down, revelation shall come unto thee. You're going to get insight and wisdom even in your time of rest, saith the Spirit of the Most High.